You and I have the capacity to do exploits in our careers. However, many have failed to achieve that because they neither made the right career choice nor took the right steps for career growth. On Career Exploits Podcast, Joseph Dinwoke shares insights that could help you identify the right career for you, tackle your career challenges, and do exploits. Welcome to this episode.
Now, in this episode, I want to share with you how to maximize your job. You know, in the previous episode, I talked to you about what to do before you take any job. Then I explained to you in the second episode what to do or the situation where you can get to, and taking a low-paying job would be a good option. Now, what I want to do today is to show you, now you have taken a job, whether it's low-paying or big job, how do you maximize your job? How do you make the most from your job? You see, what happens a lot of times is that we think that all that matters about our job is the money or the salary we get from it. Of course, that is one of the biggest motivation why a lot of people do work. If there is no hunger or the need to make money, I know a lot of people will not bother to go to work. It's not everybody that enjoy their work. But people go to work because, I mean, they have to pay bills, they have family responsibilities, and they have plans for their lives, so they have to meet the plans. If that's the case, I'm not judging you, but what I'm just saying is that there is more to your job than the money you get paid. That more is what I want to share with you. How do you exploit all the value, all the potentials, all the goodies that you can get by just having your job? Yes, that's what I want to help you do today. I want to answer that question and show you these are things you can do. These are practical things you can do so you can make the most of your job. You see, let me tell you something that happens. When you maximize your job, you position yourself for a bigger job even while you're in that job. When you maximize your job, you position yourself for promotion. When you maximize your job, you position yourself for bigger opportunities. When you maximize your job, you qualify yourself to even own your own business and be giving out jobs. Do you understand that? One of the things you do if you want to maximize your job is this. You learn from every task you are given. Now, this is how these things work. Every job you get, every work you have to do, arms you with a new experience, depending on the kind of job you do. If you are counting money, maybe it doesn't. But maybe if you are counting money like a cashier or what they call these people that count money from their back. I think they are called the teller, yes. If you're a teller, sorry to say that your job might be a very boring one because you just collect money, right? Now, but if you have to interact with different people in the course of doing that work, that gives you an opportunity to learn. So for every human being you interact with that gave you a tough time, take note of vital lessons you can learn from them. Right now, I work for Fratin Media, and I design websites for them, do media strategy for, I mean, media strategy at Fratin Media, essentially. I have to interface with different clients in the course of my work there. And this is what I found out. For every, customers are different. Some are so annoying, you want to refund them their money and say, get out of my sight. Well, I mean, you can't do that. But you know you can't do that. Now, here's what has happened for me. For every such clients I have to deal with, what I pick from each of them is vital lessons that could help me in relating with subsequent clients, in other clients and different people I will have to encounter in the future. Do you understand that? That helps me make decisions on how to relate and deal with different people I have to encounter and interact with in the future. The point I'm trying to get across to you is this. I learn from every task. I will give you an instance. Sometimes I had problems with clients because we didn't have a plan. We didn't have a terms and condition outlined from day one. I had my terms and condition in my head, and he or she has his own expectation. And so when this thing couldn't merge, we started quarreling. We ended up not having a very smooth work relationship. So from that experience, from that encounter, from that task, I learned one thing. I have to define my terms of work with every client that we are signing on. In your own instance, you are working for, you may not have this amount of control or have to interface with customers like this. But I'm saying that if your job, for instance, is to carry out campaign, maybe outdoor campaigns for advertising agency or company, then you should ask yourself, when we went to Oshodi, this is what we experienced with the Agboro. So we pick from, learn from this experience and say, when we are going to Ijanokpaja, these are things you have to bear in mind. Take these are preparations we have to make concerning the Agboro we are going to meet, because these Agboros will come, you can't stop them. So what I'm saying now, for every task you are given, pick as much lessons as possible from each of them and let that experience prepare you to be able to do better work in the future. If you learn like that, do you know what's happening? You will find out that indeed, when you say you have 10 years experience, it will be actually 10 years experience. You see, that's why I see brag about having 10 years experience, and I can't see the result of the 10 years experience from them, because they seem not to do the work as good as those who have less than 10 years experience. 10 years experience in which you are not draining or learning from is a wasted 10 years experience. Useful 10 years experience is that experience. In which case, at the end of every experience, you settle down and itemize and learn. Write a report for yourself.
Nobody's asking you for reports to understand. Write it for yourself so it can help you review. Pick as much lessons as possible and arm yourself with it. And then from those lessons, you resolve, okay, when we have to do something like this, this is what we have to do. Listen to me. When you learn like that, when they start making decisions in your company, when they have to do things, and you start making your own input, it's going to be different from the one who read books from his university and got first class and is now working with you. It's going to be different from the one who's just doing guesswork. See, if we have to make a decision of a campaign and you say, well, from our previous 13 experiences, I was able to distill that when you have to relate with Agbero, these are things you bear in mind. That if you are doing this on a rainy season, these are things you also factor in. That if your target are women, this is what's peculiar to them. That if your target is a mixture of young women and married women, these are things you check. You are saying this based on experiences that are backed with facts. Experiences based on different projects you have taken. You will be taken more seriously than the one who is just quoting statistics and just saying anything because it's the boss or he got his fine face. So what I'm saying is that for every experience you get, for every task you get, learn from them. Whatever thing you learn from them will help you grow higher in your career. It will earn you promotion. And very importantly, if you choose to stay on your own any day, all the experiences you gathered, all the lessons you learned, will be useful in running your own organization. Now, one other thing I want you to do to be able to maximize your job is to develop capacity with every project. There are projects you will be presented with, you don't haven't done anything about it, you don't know anything about it. Do you know what you do? You settle down and learn. You have been doing marketing communication for a company, or you are a marketing communication executive in a company, and you have never done a campaign for a politician or something like that, and somebody is hiring you for a political campaign, and they're the person in charge. Don't say, we don't do this, we have never done it before. Settle down. You know basic rudiments of marketing communication. Do you know what you do next? Ask yourself, how does marketing communication apply in politics? You can Google stuff, read articles, read books, read journals. Arm yourself with sufficient information to be able to take the right step and be able to carry out proper marketing communication assignments. So what you do is this. You ensure that for every task you have to do, you develop capacity as a result. Don't just say, no, I don't do this. I don't know how to do this. No, that's not how it's done. How it's done is this. You make sure that for every assignment you have to do, for every task that's presented before you, you use it to develop capacity. Every time you read materials like that, consume content like that, and read, learn, and prepare, they arm you to be able to do bigger job or even to do more work in the future. Like I said, if, for instance, you want to be promoted in that business or in that organization, it makes it easier for you. If you choose to stay on your own and do your own business, I mean, you have enough insight to be able to run your business. Do you understand that? Then another thing I also want to tell you, if you want to maximize your job, is that let your job prepare you for your own business. You are currently working in a fashion company or a tailoring company, and for instance, you sew clothes now. You know that maybe one day you want to own your own fashion company. Do you know what you do? I'll tell you. This is how you do it. Don't just go come there, sit down and sew clothes. Ask yourself, how does your madam interact with your customer? How does she interface with those who are very annoying, who want to fight, quarrel, and all of those things? Pick as much lessons as possible. Pay attention to her. Listen, when they send you an errand, ask yourself, how do they negotiate for clothing materials? How do they negotiate these things? Why would they see this cloth that seems good but reject it and go for another one? These are questions you should ask yourself and try to find answers from them. By paying attention, by doing that, you are learning to run that organization if your madam or your guy choose to hand over to you. You are learning to run your own if you choose to leave the organization. Now, nothing you do is to qualify for a bigger job by doing that thing. All the things I've said will help you qualify for a bigger job, but there's nothing I want to help you understand here. I'm not a pastor, but I'm a Christian, for God's sake, and let me just dash you 2 minutes preaching so I can summarize what I'm saying. The way life works is this. People don't just make progress by struggle and hustle. I believe in God. And how God leads people is that He finds you faithful in the things you are doing, and then He gives you a bigger one. So in your job now, you have been given the task of coordinating all the NYSC members, for instance, in your organization, or coordinating this or coordinating that. You see, when you take that job, do it with all your mind. Do it with all your strength. Devote your time. Devote your attention. Put in every effort you can on your own to make sure you do that work well. Put in every effort you can to make sure you do that work well. Because it's as you are found faithful in the little that God gives you greater one. If you are not found faithful in the little, God can't give you your own. He can't give you bigger position. He can't even give you promotion. Again, the point I've made in this episode is that your job is not just about the money. It's not just about the salary you are getting. if there is more to it. And I'm saying, please exploit that potential that your job offers. And how you do it, you learn from every task. You develop capacity with every project or challenge you have to handle. Then prepare for your business by observing how the business you currently work or the company you work in is run. Pick as many lessons as you can. Take note of them. Write them down if you have to write them down. Then qualify for bigger job, for the elevation and promotion that come from God, by proving faithful in the work you are given, by doing the work as unto God, by avoiding eye service, by dedicating your life, your mind, your spirit, soul, and body to that job, by doing it with your whole heart, with the intention of doing it to the best of your capacity. When you take up a job, take it as if that's the only and the last job you are doing, and it's a job that will qualify you for heaven or hell. Take up that job and immerse yourself. You put in your best to make sure the job comes out fine. That is how to maximize your job.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Career Exploits Podcast. For more episodes, visit brogy.com/career. For quick tips we share on career every Tuesday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brogid World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending career to 0810-550-4664.